Welcome to the Hope United Podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. In Psalm 23:4, David said, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me." I'm going to tell you what that means to us in this season, but let's pray first. God, thank you, Lord, that you are encouraging us, you are strengthening us in our faith, and you want to speak to us something, God, that is right where we are. You know the position of our hearts. You know the place that we are in life, the high places, the low places. And God, I pray that you speak to us in a very relevant way today in Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen. So Psalm 23:4 says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me." I don't know what it is about October, but our culture has this fascination with ugly things, right? Dark things, things that crawl out of the shadows, witches, skeletons, all kinds of stuff. And even if you don't want to see it, you're going to be forced to see it. You're going to walk into a store. You're going to look at somebody's yard. You're going to see some stuff that is unsightly. And I don't know what's happened with our generation. It seemed like Halloween used to be like a side holiday, but now it's almost like it competes with Christmas, right? And I don't know about you, but I want to celebrate happy things. I want to celebrate things that bring life and nature and art and God's design for the universe. I want to think on good things. So why is it that we find ourselves as a culture celebrating darkness when God has called us to his light? So I want to explore over the next few weeks, as the world is talking about dark things, I think it'd be a great thing if we talked about the light. More specifically, living in the light. So this next series is going to be called Living in the Light. Do you remember when you were a child and you were afraid of the dark? Now, maybe you were braver than most, but for many of us, there was that moment that the lights went out and we did not know what was in front of our face and we were afraid. How many people, you've been there, you remember that moment when you were a child and you were afraid of the dark? I guess we have a bunch of brave people here because nobody has a hand up. Don't lie in the house of God. You know you were afraid, some of you at least, right? Thank God we've grown out of that, or most of us have anyway. But here's the thing. The devil wants to add fear to any area of your life he can. He wants to add fear to any area that he can attach fear. And give you that same feeling, that helpless feeling that you had as a child. He seeks to take that feeling of fear and darkness and bring it into the rest of your personal life, your business life, your thought life. And now it's not just a simple fear of physical darkness, but it's a fear of the unknown. It's a fear of failure. It's a fear of what could possibly happen next. It's a grown-up version of fear. And one of the enemy's greatest tools against us is fear. And fear can immobilize you, and so many people get paralyzed by fear of what could happen next. Maybe something dramatic has happened, and now fear has entered into your life. Fearing today, fearing tomorrow, fearing the future, worrying about a host of things that may never happen, but the enemy has filled up our heads and our hearts with these thoughts that induce fear. Because fear can make you give up on your dreams. Fear can cause you to shut down. Fear can steal your joy. The enemy wants to use fear to bankrupt your spiritual life, right? Fear can blind you from seeing all the good things that God wants to do. God is in the process of good things, good plans, but we can't perceive it when we get so caught up with the fear that the enemy tries to blind us with. Fear blinds you to purpose. Fear can blind you to opportunities. Fear blinds us. And when you submit to fear, and it's a terrible taskmaster, it's extremely powerful as a tool that the enemy uses against people. It will turn dreamers to survivors. It will turn your joy into worry. It will turn you from an optimist to a pessimist. The devil wants to leverage fear against every one of us. When fear sets in, it's like a dark cloud that hovers over your life. And this is not a new strategy. Actually, the devil's been doing this for centuries. This is around since Jesus' time. Even before then, the devil loves to use fear to keep people in fear, to keep people immobilized by fear. And he uses that to keep people and put people in the dark. But here's great news. When Jesus shows up, anytime Jesus shows up, things begin to shift. Look at this scripture, Matthew 4:16. The people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. Whenever Jesus shows up, he lights up everything. He lights up all the dark places. I don't hunger for the darkness. I don't want the darkness. I don't want to celebrate these things in October or any other time for that matter. I want to be in the light. I want to live in the light. I want to think about the things that God is doing. People were living in darkness and they saw a marvelous light. The ultimate thing is to see the light. We sang about that today. To be in the darkness and be brought into the light. I just need one. I'm good. And this light is not a false hope. This light is the light that Jesus gives. John 8:12 says, then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Jesus is the light of the world. He goes, and whatever he does, he eradicates darkness. No darkness is more powerful than light. No darkness is more powerful than light. And everybody, don't get afraid. They're going to turn the lights off here. I want to tell you that no matter how dark it gets, and imagine the screen is off. It doesn't matter how dark it gets. Just a little bit of light, a little bit of a blinking light, a little bit of light changes everything. And now imagine if it wasn't just one light, it was more than one light. Yes, yes. And then imagine if everybody here turned on your cell phone flashlights and you can see the room begins to light up. Light destroys darkness. You see how now you can start to see the faces in the room. Why? Because light destroys darkness. Thank you, guys. It's easy to defeat darkness with light. It's just the nature of light to destroy darkness. It's just the nature of light to dispel darkness. And the more light that you get, the more darkness is dispelled. All you have to do, it doesn't matter how dark it is, all you have to do is walk into the room and turn the light switch on. Darkness is defeated. It's not a difficult thing for light to do because that is its nature. It eliminates darkness. Wherever the light is, darkness has to flee. And this is God's plan. He wants to turn your darkness into light. Wherever darkness, whatever darkness, whatever fear, whatever you've been wrestling with, he wants to turn it to light. Psalm 18:28 says, You light a lamp for me. The Lord, my God, lights up my darkness. You light a lamp for me. The Lord, my God, lights up my darkness. That's what God wants to do. He wants to light up the dark areas of your life. I'm happy to know that whatever fear or darkness that might be going on in my life, that the God I serve transforms darkness into light. Think about that dark room that we had a minute ago. How powerful the light is. Maybe there's some dark areas of your life today. Some things that you're worried about. Some things that you're fearful about. Some fears about the future, about your finances, about what's going on around you. God wants to show up and illuminate every dark place. This is why it's important for us to seek Him. Because He is the source of all light. I want to seek what He is saying in every season because His word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Psalm 119:105. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. His words are illuminating whatever our journey looks like, whatever the darkness that the enemy is trying to put on us. His word, seeking Him, getting in His word, getting in those prayer communication moments with Him, lights up and illuminates every dark place that might be happening in our life. It's important for us not to just be believers, but be believers that are equipped to walk in the light. Can I tell you, there are so many people that love the Lord, but are walking in partial light. There's darkness, there's fears, there's worries, there's anxieties that their life is riddled with, and I feel so sorry for them. I want to try to, in any way that I can, step in and try to shine the light of Jesus. Because the true light of Jesus is not just something for Sunday. It's something that every day illuminates your path. It's not just something that's spiritual or religious. It's something for every aspect of your life that begins to illuminate and bring clarity and bring wisdom. And now instead of fear, you have confidence. Confidence in God, in the power of His plan, in the power of His purpose, in the power of His promises, because you continue to reflect back on the light of God in His scripture, in your prayer time. Not just equipped to be believers just getting by, but believers that are walking in the light. I don't have to be afraid when I'm walking in the light. I know what is in front of me when I'm walking in the light. My journey becomes illuminated. He lights me up and He lights up everything around me. I want to know His word because His word is a lamp to my feet. It's a light to my path. And here's the great thing. As this light develops in your life, it permeates every part of your life, and you're able to share that light with others. As God's light so thoroughly saturates you, it will become a benefit to others. And not only removes the fears that you have, it begins to ease the fears in those around you because the light is just not confined to you. When it thoroughly saturates and permeates who you are, it begins to bring hope and life and light to those around you. We are sharing. We are meant to share light with others. I don't want to just have enough light to barely see the way for myself. I want to have so much of His light within me that's lighting the path to others. Others that are just coming along the journey with me are able to benefit from the light that is shining through me. We are giving people the clarity and hope they need in dark times. Jesus said in Matthew 5:16, in the same way, Let your light shine before others. He was talking about himself being the light. Now he said, in the same way, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Jesus is our light. So in the same way, let us be like Christ. Let us be Christians. That means Christ-like. Let us shine that same light for others. When the light of Jesus shines brightly within, we're able to shine the light to light the way for others. And Jesus shines brightly in us. It benefits the world. Christ in us, the hope of glory. Christ in us, the hope of a better future, the hope of a better tomorrow. Christ in us illuminates the way for others. So we have a responsibility. Our responsibility is not just to find light ourselves, but to share light with the world. Because when others see his light in us, it brings God glory. We have a responsibility not to be overcome by darkness, but to overcome darkness with light. The light that comes from God is not only a blessing to us, it's a blessing to others. So let us remember who we are. We are the children of light. Ephesians 5:8 says, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light." We are not meant for darkness. We are not meant to live in darkness. We are not meant to be consumed by darkness. We are meant to walk in the light as children of light. We have a responsibility not to let the times, the seasons that we walk through, the culture that we live in, to overcome us and overwhelm us with the things that are overwhelming them. We are meant to walk differently, to walk in the light. We cannot walk in fear of the future, in fear of the economy, in fear of life events, in fear of loss. We must walk in the light. Walk in hope. He is shining his light in us and through us, and that changes everything. Let us not celebrate the darkness. Let us not live in the darkness. Let us celebrate and live in the light. Will you bow your heads? Let me pray with you today. God, I thank you for taking us from darkness to light. There was once a time when all of us were living in darkness. We were doing the wrong things. We did not have clarity on what was right. We did not have clarity on who you were. And you saved us in a marvelous way. And you took us from darkness to light. Let us not be fascinated by the things that fascinate the world. Let us not be fascinated by fear. Let us not be fascinated by the old ways and by darkness, but let us be fascinated forever by your light and by Jesus Christ. God, I thank you for it. Thank you, God, as we go throughout these weeks. God, as the world is focusing on something else, God, let us focus on you. Let us focus on the light of Jesus being so real inside of us that it is a benefit to everyone around us. God, I thank you for your light shining brightly through us. And as your heads are bowed, maybe you say, "Pastor, I'm not where I need to be with Jesus. I really feel like I need to reconnect with him." God wants to reconnect with you too. And that's the most important thing that we could ever do, is reconnect with God. Reconnect with the person of Jesus. And I want to give you an opportunity. If you feel like you've drifted in your relationship with Jesus, or you feel like you haven't ever really had that rock solid relationship with Jesus, I want to give you an opportunity to say yes to Jesus. And Jesus is waiting right here to meet you halfway. If that's you, slip up your hand. You say, "I've drifted," or you said, "I don't know if I've ever really had a real relationship with Jesus." Slip up your hand. I want to pray with you right where you are today. Amen. Amen. If you slipped up your hand, I want you to pray this prayer with me. And everybody that agrees with this, you can say this prayer with us. Jesus, thank you for your love. Thank you for loving me when I was in darkness. When I had no idea what I was doing. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for dying on the cross for me. And giving me salvation. Thank you, Jesus, for your forgiveness. I'm sorry for the moments I've fallen short. The times I've sinned. The times I've made the wrong decision. Jesus, forgive me. Give me a fresh start today. I want to be like you. Lead me. Guide me. Give me the strength to follow you from this day forward. In Jesus' name. Everybody said, come on, let's give God the praise today. I just want to encourage you, if you made a step today, that big faith journeys start with small steps. So even if you're saying, you walk out of this place sometimes and the devil starts working on you saying, you just prayed a small prayer. That didn't mean anything. That means everything. Saying yes to Jesus means everything. Big faith journeys start with small steps. So I want to encourage you. That's all you need to get started is a small step. And I want to encourage you, connect with some good people here. We would love to connect with you on your journey of faith. It's so much easier when you have people that believe in you and are cheering you on to succeed in your faith journey. And I'll leave you with this thought. If God is for you, who can be against you? If Jesus is in your corner, you will be undefeated. Thanks again for listening. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. For more information or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. And remember, if God is with you, you will be undefeated.